Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
Rodeo, it's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Doodley, doodley, yay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle the tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now, with the 2,128th performance of their stirring career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. And thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks since last Tuesday. A great big Western howdy to everyone here in the beautiful, semi-restored Emory Theater, and along the radio line from here to Alaska and beyond, all the way to Australia. You know who you are. Someone else who knows who you are is our bassist, our mercantilist, and our token Buddhist, Too Slim.
Thank you, Ranger Doug. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for that introduction. The long night, the sound of the water, says what I think. Thank you.
Thank you, Slim. And to your left, that's my right, as you peruse your Motorola Electro King receiver, our own Electro King of the Cowboy Fiddlers, Woody Paul.
Woody, 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 Woody.
Who, me?
Yes, you, yes, you, yes, you, yes, you, yes, you.
Thanks, folks. And in the center, a token of American youth's esteem, Ranger Doug.
Thank you, American youth and beyond. And our token musician, leading the orchestra into uncharted territory, Joey the Cow Polka King! Thank you, Joey. That was just beautiful. Well, let's get this show rolling with an old cowboy classic. Press along to the big corral.
One, two, three, four.
That ugly brute from the cattle chute. Press along to the big corral. Should be branded on the snoot.
Press along to the big corral.
Press along.
Press along, cowboy.
Press along with the cowboy, yeah.
Press along.
Press along
with a loud big noise.
Press along to the big corral.
Well, early in the morning, about 4:30.
Press along to the big corral.
You can hear him open his face and roar.
Press along to the big corral.
Press along.
Press along, cowboy.
Press along with the cowboy, yeah.
Press along.
Press along with a loud big noise.
Press along to the big corral.
Chuck, we get a fit to eat.
Press along to the big corral.
There's rocks and the beans and sand in the meat.
Press along to the big corral.
Press along.
Press along, cowboy.
Press along with the cowboy, yeah.
Press along.
Press along
with a loud big noise.
Press along to the big corral.
Press along.
Press along, cowboy.
Press along with the cowboy, yeah.
Press along.
Press along
with a loud big noise.
Press along to the big corral.
There's lots more Riders Radio Theater just around the bend, Saddle Pals, after this important public service announcement.
Hello, I'm comedian Too Slim. I don't need to tell you how tough it is to come up with a half hour's worth of new material every week for Riders Radio Theater. That's why I'm especially thankful for the work, wit, and wisdom of our vice president. Yes, writing comedy is fun and profitable again for me, and that's why I'm supporting the Political Action Committee, Comedians for Quail. Yes, when my talent falls short, when my muse snoozes, when inspiration and perspiration can't deliver, I can always cut to a surefire quail joke. Please help.
Howdy, y'all. I'm Woody Paul. Nobody laughed at my jokes at all until I discovered what I call the Fountain of Funny, Dan Quayle. Heck, I'm the king of the water cooler comedians now since I started quoting the latest quailisms from the morning paper. The Samoan happy campers, the Latin in Latin America uproar. These have made my co-workers often say, that Woody, he's some funny guy, isn't he? Please donate generously to Comedians for Quail.
Hey, hey, I'm not a pro comedian, I'm a plumber. But you try picking up a girl at the local tavern saying, hey, I'm a plumber, you want to dance? Just ain't it gonna work, hoss. You get in there and break the ice with a good Dan Quayle joke, something about his academic record or whatever. Boy, howdy, you got you a dance partner and a buckle bunny the whole night long. Anyhow, I'm sending $2 to Comedians for Quail. It's worth it.
I'm Jackie Mason. I've seen a lot of vice presidents come and go. Spiro Agnew, he's very funny, always good for a quip. Jerry Ford, he was a joke who became president. But I'll tell you, seriously, I tell you, I never knew for sure there was a God until Dan Quayle was picked. He is funny. Just think of what he's given us, the war record, the debate, sorry. And when you get tired of him, there's his wife and her hair, on and on. And the thing is, he's so young. You get the feeling this is just the beginning of a lifetime of jokes from this guy. Don't let him get away. A career is a terrible thing to lose. Support Comedians for Quail.
We have endorsements from the writers of every talk show monologue. We're supported by funny men from Bobcat Goldthwait to Bob Hope.
These people have families and bills and dreams for their children just like you and me. Help them afford that Park Avenue day school, that Beverly Hills shopping spree, that Mercedes that tells the world, I made it. Keep Dan Quayle on the ticket in 92.
And let's just close our eyes and dream for a moment. It's January 1997. The 42nd president-to-be strides forward to be inaugurated. He puts his hand on the Bible and says, hey, neat old book. It's a dream that can come true.
To contribute to Comedians for Quail, pick up the phone and call 1-900-EASY-LAUGH. That's 1-900-EASY-LAUGH. Concerned volunteers are standing by. Paid for by Comedians for Quail, Pat Sajak Treasurer. And now back to Riders Radio Theater.
Thank you, Texas Dicks. Thank you, folks. Well, it's special guest time on Riders Radio Theater, Saddle Pals. And T-Slim, what paragon of entertainment and good taste have you booked this week?
Well, I hit a dry hole, Ranger Doug.
I beg your pardon?
I couldn't get anybody.
What?
No.
Not even a banjo player? No. Not even a banjo player that tells puns?
No, I thought I had Donald Trump.
Really?
Yeah, I called his agent and I got a qualified yes.
Really?
Yeah, but the temperature in hell is holding pretty steady, so I don't think he's going to show.
No, probably not.
No.
So we have no guest.
No, we don't have a guest.
What in the world are we...
Oh, wait a minute, boys. Yes, you do.
Sir?
You got a guest. Me, Drywall Paul, country recording artist.
You?
That's right, Ranger Doug. I heard what you said about Mr. Tramp there, and this is a break I've been needing, boys. I got a break out of these bit parts and cereals. Not that the money ain't good, and God knows the challenge, but...
But wait a minute, Drywall, this is the serious musical portion of the show.
Well, heck, Slim, I'm a serious musical recording artist. I got me a brand new record right here, see?
Wow.
Very impressive, all right. I don't know that I've ever seen a jagged edge on an album before. What label is this thing on?
That's a little promotional device, Ranger Doug. It's on the skill saw label.
Wow.
Boy who works down the donut shop produced it for me. I got my young'uns on it too, White Wall and Corn Wall, boy.
Wow, a real record. What's it called?
Well, it's called Living in a Mobile Home. I know most of the words. I could sing it on the show right now if you boys help me out.
Great idea.
Slim. Yep.
But Ranger Doug, we don't have a guest. He's got to be better than nothing.
Yeah, Ranger Doug.
I don't know, Slim. All right, buckaroos and buckarettes, here's our guest this week. A serious recording artist on the Skill Saw label, and he's better than nothing. Drywall Paul!
Let's kick it off there, boys. A little lazy. Yeah, me and Mama was looking through the papers the other day. And a full-page ad just caught our eye. Do you want to see the rivers and the countryside? I got a Winnebago Dodge and a GMC. Just a little bit of cash and you can turn the key. Yeah, the salesman said, I got a deal for you. She's road ready and priced to move. Got a shower and a stove and a VCR. All the comforts of home no matter where you are. No, we sure like to roam and the rambling fever down in our bones. We're always home, but we're always gone. Living in a mobile home. Yeah, we made a down payment and we hit the trail. Told our neighbors they could read our mail. Got our names painted on the spare tire cover. Show everybody that we love each other. We got a fiberglass boat that we pull behind. And all of our windows got Venetian blinds. And we never have to worry about where we're gonna stay. Just pull off the road at the end of the day. No, we sure like to roam and the rambling fever down in our bones. We're always home, but we're always gone. Living in a mobile home. Oh, let's play it one time. Yeah. Let's jack it up there a little bit now, boys. Yeah. Well, whenever we want to go see our kin, we drive by and they drop in. We stay for a while and then we're gone. Back on the road in our mobile home. Yeah, we've seen everywhere in the lower 48. North Carolina to the Golden Gate. We've seen it all from behind the wheel. Every night we have a home cooked meal. No, we sure like to roam and the rambling fever down in our bones. We're always home, but we're always gone. Living in a mobile home. One more time, boys. Oh, we sure like to roam and the rambling fever down in our bones. We're always home, but we're always gone. Living in a mobile home. It's your turn to empty the tank tonight, ain't it, Mama? What? You heard that little old song we just sung on the radio? Sounds like you and me, don't it, Mama? Heck, I can sing better than that. Good, you look at the size of that truck. Hey, look, Mama. There's Gus and Edna from Normal, Illinois. Don't that beat all? Yeah, Mama's a little rest area down the road here, a little piece. Me and you'll pull over and take us a little nap.
Great. Thank you, Drywall. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, boys. God bless you. I think that's going to be a big one for me. Flip side's a good one, too. It's called You Don't Have to Be Stupid to Sing Country Music. Goes like this.
Drywall, 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 Texas Mix. Help me here.
With abiding pleasure, Ranger Doug. That's all the time we have for this week's guest.
Oh, well, sorry. I don't want to mess with Texas Big Spender. So long, y'all.
And there he goes, another big hand for country recording artist, Drywall Pong.
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WVXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddle Pals. We'll be right back. Here's a little of a rediscovered Ranger Doug classic, River of Mystery. Welcome back. You're listening to your radio, and this is Riders Radio Theater. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 4 of the exciting Western melodrama, Phantom of the Valley. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, the peace and quiet of Tumbleweed Valley was rocked late one evening by a night-riding yodeler who shot out windows and streetlights and trampled gardens and lawns. Not only that, but the cur also stole the schoolteacher's horse and girdled the old Mission oak tree. However, the real horror of the night came when over 300 eyewitnesses identified the berserk horseman as the idol of American youth, Ranger Doug. What they didn't know, of course, was that the maniacal marauder was in fact none other than a 300-pound doofus named Charlie, wearing a latex Ranger Doug mask created by his boss, Slocum. Then, when High Sheriff Drywall found Miss Marm's stolen horse in the rider's barn, he had no choice but to arrest Ranger Doug. A trial quickly followed, and in the face of such overwhelming evidence, Judge A. Weldon Rumprose was forced to find Ranger Doug guilty.
Order. Order in this courtroom. Order. Ranger Doug, I hereby order you to make restitution for these crimes, and I sentence you to serve 10 years at hard labor in the state penitentiary.
Oh, no, is this the end of Ranger Doug?
Time to find out, Too Slim, as we now present episode 4 of Phantom of the Valley, entitled Yodeler in Cell Block Number 9. A short program note, the part of Judge A. Weldon Rumprost originated in last week's show by Gove Scribner, will be played tonight by Judge A. Weldon Rumprost himself.
Order, order in this courtroom, order. I'm sure I don't need to remind you people that this is merely melodrama, and overacting like this just slows up the action. Now, Ranger Doug, you've been found guilty and duly sentenced, but Chapter 1, Section 1 of the Tumbleweed Valley Penal Code grants you, and only you, an automatic appeal of these charges. It's called the Idol of American Youth Appeal.
Well, that's some appeal.
Well, thank you, Your Honor.
Ranger Doug, you can come home.
Now, hold on. It's not quite that easy.
Well, it never is around here.
Because of the seriousness of these charges, you'll have to post a bond of $50,000.
Say, we're cowboys. We ain't got that kind of money, Judge.
Yeah, you might as well make it $50 million.
Easy, boys. Easy. I'll handle this. Your Honor, you know that's a lot of money. Can we have a little time to raise it?
You can have all the time you want, boys, but you'll spend it in jail, Ranger Doug. I'm sorry, cowboy, but that's the law.
Ranger Doug, I hate to think of you locked up in jail.
We'll find some way to get you out, Ranger Doug.
Oh, it won't be so bad. It'll give me time to work on a new yodel or two.
Sheriff, do your duty.
It is a sad, sad day in Tumbleweed Valley. Justice has been duly served, but no one is happy about it. Especially a lachrymose High Sheriff Drywall, who's about to perform the loathsome duty of locking up the one and only Ranger Doug.
I can't believe this. I just can't believe it. Oh, this is terrible. Let's see, Ranger Doug. I guess I'll put you here in cell block number 9. This is a sad day for me.
Hey, welcome to the Calaboose Hilton, cowboy.
Is your mama over here?
Pop down there, you yahoos. Here, Ranger Doug. I sure do hate doing this.
It's okay, Sheriff Drywall. You're just doing your duty.
Yeah, but that's a terrible duty to do, Ranger Doug. You need anything, you let me know, all right?
Okay, I'm fine for now. I'm just gonna play around with a new yodel I'm working on.
What did he say?
The sheriff threw a yodeler in the county jail. The prisoners in the cell, they all began to wail. The place was jumping, all the cats began to swing. You sure heard the knocked out jailbird sing. Let's yodel, everybody, let's yodel. Let your hair down, don't teetotal. Start dancing through the jailhouse yodel.
A button was a pumping on the old food box. Pretty finger bass from the sizzling hot. Number 5-7 said to 8-6-3. Come on and do the jailhouse yodel with me.
Let's yodel. Everybody let's yodel. Everybody in cell block 9. We're doing hard yodeling time.
Dipty Hilton said, Spike, for heaven's sake, the time is right for us to make our break. Spike turned to Shifty and he said, Nix, Nix, I want to stick around and get my yodel fix.
Let's yodel. Everybody let's yodel. Get hip to that deep throat modal. Start dancing to the jailhouse yodel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dancing to the jailhouse yodel.
Yeah, yeah.
While the jailhouse rocks to those great yodel rhythms. Meanwhile, back on the famed old Triple X Ranch, life goes on. But it's not the same without Ranger Doug. In the barn, the amazing Turbo stamps restlessly in his stall and wonders where his faithful rider has gone. In the kitchen side, Meat employs a calculator and reduces his recipes to feed one less rider.
Moosh, well, let me see. Number 10 can of beans, less one idol of American youth. Moosh. Divided by Woody Paul and Too Slim plus me equals...
And on the front porch, Too Slim and Woody Paul figure out who will be doing the additional chores now that there's one less rider.
Okay, now, Ranger Doug usually takes Miss Marm out on Saturday nights, so I'll do that. So you'll have to feed the stock all week and clean
up
the stalls.
Wait a minute, Slim. I'll take Miss Marm out and
no,
you can...
Hey, hold on, Woody. Somebody's riding in.
Gosh, I wonder who that is.
Howdy, boys.
Slocum and Charlie, what are you doing here?
Me and the boss were just passing by, that's all.
Say, Slocum.
Mo, get off of my land.
You heard it, Slocum.
Easy, boys. This is the new Slocum, remember? I've turned over a new leaf. Say, I bet it's kind of lonesome around here without the big guy, huh?
You can say that again.
I bet it's kind of lonesome around here without the big guy, huh?
You can say that again.
Let's stop now, okay? I'm really sorry he's in jail. Believe me, I know how it feels. I hear the bond was set at 50 G's. You cowboys got that kind of dough?
No, we don't. And in Tumbleweed County, you can't post land as security. We tried to borrow the money, but no soap.
Really?
Yep. Tumbleweed S&L said they were willing to do it, but they were tapped out.
Gee, too bad.
Yeah. And First Rational Bank of the Valley said they'd be more than glad to do it, but Brazil got there first, and they're tapped out, too.
Yeah, that's a tough break, but I'm sure something will work out for you.
Hey, boss, we better get going if you want to put this 50 grand in your deposit box before the bank closes up.
Oh, that's right, Charlie. We need to get this 50 grand in cash to my safety deposit box right away. Wait a minute. Why didn't I think of this before? You guys need 50 grand. I've got 50 grand. Why don't you take my 50 grand and bail Ranger Doug out of jail right now?
Wow, you really mean that, Slocum?
Yeah, but say, my accountant will scream bloody murder if I don't get some paperwork on
paperwork?
Yeah, you got any bonds or stocks?
We got a lot of stock, 10,000 head on the hook.
Well, that's pretty good. What about land?
Land? Well, the only land we got's the famed old Triple X Ranch itself.
Gee. Not bad, boss.
Yeah, well, those two on together ought to do it. Let's see, I think I've got a blank collateral form on me somewhere. Let's see, here it is.
Lucky break for you, Moosh, guys.
I don't know about this, Moosh.
What do you mean? You want to get your partner out of the slammer, don't you?
Moosh.
You know, it's pretty rough on our yodeler there in jail.
Yeah, Charlie's right. Boy, listen, all you gotta do is sign right here.
Well, I don't know.
Look, if I was a yodeler in jail, I'd sure want to get out.
Gosh,
fast.
Let's sign it.
Right.
I guess it's the right thing to do.
Oh, I don't know, boys.
Here's a pen.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll sign.
Okay, we signed it.
I take the paperwork, Charlie. Give him the money.
Here you go, cowboys.
Hey, thanks.
I hope we don't live to regret this.
Moosh.
Don't worry, you won't. Come on, Charlie. We gotta go back to town.
Right.
So long, boys. Give my best regards to the ranger. Get up now.
Woody Paul and Too Slim waste no time and quickly arrange a bail hearing for Ranger Doug.
All right. This hearing is now in session. I understand that you cowboys are ready to post a $50,000 cash bond for the release of Ranger Doug.
Yes, sir. Here's the money.
Very well. I hereby order Ranger Doug that you be released with the following conditions. One, that you stay outside the city limits of Tumbleweed City at all times. And two, and this is because of the near riot your yodeling caused in cell block number 9, that you refrain from yodeling until your appeal is settled. Do you agree to these conditions?
I do, Your Honor.
Then your release on bail is hereby granted.
Wow. Come on, Ranger Doug. Let's go home.
Yeah, that's right.
And off they go to their home on the range. That night, Side Meat prepares a special homecoming feast of bean stroganoff and biscuits.
No.
But Ranger Doug is strangely quiet, and everyone turns in early and quickly falls asleep. Dawn breaks. The sun comes up. And it's breakfast time on the famed old Triple X Ranch.
Come and get it before I throw it on the ground.
Mush.
Boy, sure is great to wake up knowing that Ranger Doug is back home again.
It sure is, man.
Boys, Ranger Doug is gone.
What?
I found this note on his bed. Here, read it.
It says, I'm going back to the source to work things out. Wish me luck. And it's signed, Ranger Doug.
No, he's gone.
And if he doesn't make it back in time for his court date, we'll lose the ranch and the herd.
Will riders in the sky lose their ranch and herd? Where has Ranger Doug gone? And why doesn't the World Bank have any time tellers? You won't get the answers to these questions from Irving R. Levine, but you might get them from Episode 5 of Phantom of the Valley, entitled Ranger on the Run. It's thought-provoking, mind-expanding, unambiguous melodrama you won't want to miss, and it's coming next week to this Theater of the Mind. And now, here again are riders in the sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Texas Bix Bender. Buckaroos and Buckarettes, it's time to remind you to tune in to the same station, same time next week for another thrilling adventure of Riders Radio Theater. Till we meet again, from all of us to all of you.
So long, saddle pals, it's been so good to see you. Farewell, saddle pals, we really hate to leave you. But the dogies are a-lowing, roundup time is nigh, a prairie moon is calling from a starry western sky.
So farewell, saddle pals.
Cast and guests at Riders Radio Theater, bunk at the Quality Hotel Central in Norwood, Ohio. For more information on Riders in the Sky, Two Slims Mercantile, or Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, write to Riders in the Sky, Post Office Box 277, White Creek, Tennessee 37189. This is Texas Bix Bender saying so long, saddle pals. See you next week on Riders Radio Theater.